closing arguments have begun in a trial over whether Connecticut adequately funds its public schools. A coalition of municipalities, education groups, parents, and students sued in 2005, saying the state was violating the Connecticut Constitution by not providing enough aid to municipalities to allow them to properly educate students. The coalition cited vast differences in test results between rich and poor towns. State officials deny the claims and say more money doesn't necessarily lead to higher test scores. Closing arguments began Monday in Hartford Superior Court and are scheduled to continue Tuesday. One of the plaintiffs, the Connecticut Coalition for Justice in Education Funding, says that because public school funding in the state heavily relies on local property taxes, students in wealthy towns receive a much better education. Jim Lavoulis, WAMC News.